Ladies and gentlemen, long awaited. Without further ado, it's the King and I Life podcast with your boy, Soul Touch a Poet, and my brother,
Son Soul Lex.
Yo, look, I don't know where we go from here. I don't know where we start, but as we were talking before we hit the record button, it is a lot of chaos. I can't even say in the Black community. I can't even say in our community, because this nonsense is just everywhere.
It is. Shit is out of fucking control here. Like, even when you see goddamn, I mean, it's across the fucking board. I don't care if you're male, female, trans, straight, goddamn gay, whatever the fuck. Black, white, green, purple, yellow, orange. Shit is getting out of control.
Now, wait a minute. Because you went down that rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this.
All right.
President Biden has lost his marbles.
Oh, we got a president?
Because I be on YouTube just checking out what's going on, you know, outside of watching my video editing, podcast editing videos and my Vlad TV and this, that, and the other. I'll be checking out the news updates that be on there, because I like watching the short news clips because I don't have to be stuck in front of the TV. But this joker, from the news report that I started watching, I had to cut it off because I was like mind blown that he was even had an opinion on this. Mm-hmm. To paraphrase a little bit, he disagreed with Florida not allowing kids to have sex changes. Something to that effect.
What? Wait a minute. Back up.
Go ahead. Say what you got. Let me look the story up real quick so that I can, you know.
So the way I'm interpreting this, I hadn't seen anything on it. I've been seeing all kind of other damn chaos. But are you telling me, to your knowledge or the grasp of it, Florida has outlawed kids being able to have sex changes?
All right. I found it.
Okay.
I found it. Banning kids' trans surgery close to sinful, says Joe Biden.
What? Are you? Has this motherfucker lost his mind completely?
Let's put this in the context.
Okay. All right.
You have a president saying that, and I don't like Ron DeSantis, to let you know. That's your governor. I don't like him. he thinks Ron DeSantis is wrong for banning this type of surgery on minors. That's the gist of it. Like,
I pretty much try to stay in the gray area, but this one I will stand forth and draw a line in the sand. I'm not with Santos on every goddamn thing, but on this one right here, you goddamn right. I think he did the right thing.
What bothers me is, has everybody lost their mind? Like, why is it okay for a minor to have that surgery? Like, why?
Exactly. It's okay for them to change their sex as a minor.
Like, surgery as a minor.
Lifelong decision. You don't even know what freaking clothes you're going to wear the next day when you're a freaking minor And you're talking about having a sex change as a minor?
You have no grasp on your emotions. You have no grasp on being a responsible person. And this is, I honestly want to know who is okay with this. Like, are parents really okay with their child having this surgery? And if they are,
are there no standards, morals, guidance, no sense of protection for kids here?
Who's going to protect them? The parents ain't protecting them.
No. No, the parents are pushing them towards this nonsense.
And here's the other problem that I find with that. The parents are not protecting the kids, so they're allowing this. But people don't want government in their business. But somebody has to look out for the well-being of these kids, because it's weird to me that, I'll put it like this. If my child came up to me and said, "Dad, I want to have a surgery so I could be a woman," I would punch him in his face. First, I'm going to say, one, who's paying for it? Two, why do you feel you need to have this surgery? And you're not even like an adult who has experienced the world. And why do you think you were born the wrong gender? Even though, you know, genders are out the window now because, you know, people are calling themselves anything they want to call them.
Yeah. It's, oh my goodness. I couldn't even fathom my reaction if my child came to me and said some nonsense like that.
I can't, because I'm going to whoop it. I'm going to beat him down. I'm going to beat him down. And people can say what they want to say, but I'm going to beat them down. Just like, because my overall thing is, where are you getting this from?
Exactly.
Because if you were locked off from this crazy world, that thought probably would not even cross your goddamn mind.
No.
At all.
No. I mean, when in the hell did it become okay for minors to be up here talking about sex is the first thing on their damn mind nowadays?
TV, movies, damn.
Social media.
Free markets, whatever this capitalism, that's what it is. All that. Sex sells. So they're selling this agenda and everybody's swinging on it like it's the best fruit on the tree.
I have a loss of words here, because the thing about it is this, right? We as parents, we want to always, we're responsible parents. Let me be more specific. We always want to guide our kids and, you know, help them to become the best version of whoever it is they want to be. But again, at what age here is it okay to tell your child, you know what, you don't like being what you were created to be? Let me assist you in making another decision, even though you don't even know what you're going to wear to school tomorrow.
No, you don't even know how to pay bills. You don't even know how to be responsible for yourself. Like, get out of here.
The chaos. Captain Chaos is definitely on the loose.
Yeah. All right, let's get up off of that, because that's going to piss me off. What you got?
All right, so let's move on to the... There's a video that I sent my co-host here yesterday, and it was describing a scene of all hell broke loose at a middle school. It originally started off with a fight between two girls, and the next thing you know, everyone from law enforcement to parents to teachers, everyone was getting it in.
And they called the sheriff department, responded. They had to call the police. I think they called the state troopers. They called the Peace Corps. They called the National Guard. They called the Russians. They called United Nations. They called the Pope. Like, it just went down.
Yes, it was.
But you want to know what you want to know what pissed me off the most about that before I had to cut it off?
What?
The NAACP was to investigate two of them sheriffs for being rough with the kids.
I believe that story, was it Mississippi or Louisiana that happened?
Oh my God. I want to say it was Louisiana. I want to say it was Louisiana.
It was. Why? Like, is there no real adult here? No one to say, hey, cut this shit out?
I mean, it's bad enough these two kids was fighting. It's worse parents was in the mix. But then through all of that, the NAACP wants to open an inquiry or investigation on these two sheriffs who were rough with kids. What do you expect them to do?
That's why I feel like the NAACP has been sold us the fuck out. I'll be honest with you. They've been sold us out.
You know what? It's not that they sold us out. They're trying to remain relevant in all aspects of our people. But the problem is doing stupid stuff like this is not the way to go. And I am almost 100% confident that these officers that they're looking at are white.
Probably so.
But it's like, probably so. You're barking up the wrong tree on this one. This is not the issue. The issue is you have two kids fighting, then you got parents in the mix, and you call all these law enforcement agencies out here, and you want to pick out these two officers who were rough with kids. Like, come on, man.
Help me understand. How does that take priority over all the other craziness that was going on? The sheer pandemonium that was going on at the time.
Yeah.
But these two officers, they take priority. We really need to get on top of that.
Yeah. That's the that's urgent. Yeah. So I got one.
All right. Shoot.
I don't know how many states this is going on in, but in the state of Maryland, they are trying to get rid of capital murder charges for people under 25 and younger.
What?
Yeah. They're trying to get rid of that. So pretty much what this is now we all know, especially in the last year or whatever the case may be, violent crimes have been committed by jokers 11 and older. And we already know that if you're 18 or younger, you're not going to get these charges. But they're trying to get rid of them for people 25 and younger. And it's like, you're opening the door for people younger and younger to commit violent crimes and not get convicted of murder and all this other stuff.
Okay. So they're basically giving them a free get out of jail card here.
Which they already are getting, because I don't know if you know, because in Detroit, with all them doing them car thefts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
especially when they're stealing them off the manufacturer lot. And these kids that are going in these stores and stuff and doing these snatch and grabs and stuff, they're not getting, they're pretty much getting slaps on the wrist and a pat on the ass and get up out of here.
I just be damned.
And here's the other part that bothers me about this. Because we have this whole Black Lives Matter thing. And as these people get older and they're committing these crimes, then when they get their ass yoked the hell up, it's all Black Lives Matter. But it's like, where is the accountability when they were younger? Now, I understand there's a lot of stuff that it's a whole web of things that go with that.
Right.
But my thing is this. If you at any age, 25 and younger, at any age, have the balls to kill someone, the balls to carjack someone, the balls to Grand Theft Auto and all that, you need to be held accountable. Because we all know, you get away with stuff, hell, you try something bigger, you try something bigger, you try something bigger. It's human nature.
Yeah.
But to say that I'm not going to hold you responsible for that because you were young is crazy to me. Yeah.
Hell, I knew brothers that were being responsible in freaking high school because they had kids. Still going to school every day. Getting off work from going, getting out of school, going to work. Getting off work, going home, doing your homework. Doing all the stuff you need to do as a teenager. And plus, on top of that, being a responsible parent. So, basically, at 25 now, they're saying, you know what? I ain't worried about that. You know, you're young. So the decision to actually commit murder on another human being, don't worry about it.
You didn't know what you were doing. You weren't mature. You made a mistake. Come on, man. Come on.
And this is the world we live in now. This is the world that we live in. And I'm like, how in the hell did we get here? In between our justice system, our politicians, our judges, our law systems.
You know what?
Like, it's really turning into, what is it? Sodom and Gomorrah for real.
People overall have this disconnected sense of being. Like, they just don't care. And for me, I'm going to look at it like this because this is the only way I could look at it. Because people are under the impression that nothing's going to change, they just don't care. And because of that, you have jackasses in certain places who just say, oh, let me see if this go through. Let me see if this go through. And that's what it is. We got jackasses in places where they don't need to be. And they're just doing whatever. And if I want to play conspiracy theorists for a hot minute, which I'm not one, but if I want to play that, I would say that this is a plan to allow our people to what's the goddamn word? Commit genocide on each other. To extinct ourselves. If I wanted to play conspiracy theorist, because our people are getting buck wild, and if something like that is allowed to go through, it's mostly going to affect our people because we're out there killing each other.
I can agree with that. But the thing is this, right? If we're continuously and not all of us, but the ones of us who aren't all that smart and they don't see it. If you're continuously killing each other, what do you do when there's no one left? You know what I mean? Like, your last man standing. Who the fuck wants to be the last man standing? Because that's what it's kind of starting to look like here to me, is they're giving you the rope to essentially, you know.
They're giving you the rope that you keep asking for.
Right.
That's it. What you got now? What else you got?
I'm still blown away here. Let me see. There's another story that I was watching, and I'm trying to remember the details of it. Oh, I can't think of it right now. You got anything else?
Oh, yeah. So, you know how they have this silly ass conversation about moving away from fossil fuels and going electric and this, that, and the other.
Right.
So President Biden just approved an oil pipeline in Alaska.
Yes, I saw that.
Now, this is my problem with this fake move towards moving away from fossil fuels. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Why is it not going to happen? Because of stuff like this. We are in a place to where we need fossil fuels for damn near everything. Because we need fossil fuels to mine the stuff for the electric cars, the batteries and all that. We need fossil fuels for that because there are no electric cranes and digging machines that can provide the power to dig for that stuff. The other thing is, to transport that stuff from Africa or wherever, you need fossil fuels because let's just say we had an electric ship. The batteries that it would need would be massive. Now, we could go nuclear powered ships, but you still have the same issue. You still need fossil fuels to build this stuff for these ships. And I don't know of any electric machines that can build ships as of yet. I don't think we have that technology yet. So, yeah.
So let me get this straight now. So wasn't he the president that shut down the pipeline, the first thing?
The one that was going from Canada to wherever?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's also the president who he wasn't going for this Alaska thing at first.
Oh my God. What have we gotten ourselves into, America?
Yeah.
Okay. All I can say is good luck with that. I don't believe we'll ever completely and totally move away from fossil fuels.
Sorry. Not in our lifetime anyway.
No. Hell no.
I mean, I think the only way that we can move from fossil fuels is if we all got spaceships and was in outer space. That's about the only way.
From the research I've looked at as far as the batteries that are actually going in vehicles now, they still aren't the best earth-friendly type of material.
No, because you got to mine them.
So it's kind of like it blows my mind that you're talking about, you know, switching to all electric. But here's the thing. We've known for years that just make fucking gasoline product or products ran by gasoline better. There have been, you know, inventors who have invented engines that run off of seawater.
Yeah, but the thing about running off of seawater and all this other stuff, it's not efficient. It's not sustainable because if you look at it, a lot of places have water shortages. And I remember the first time I heard of a water shortage, I was like, what does that even mean? Because the earth is 3/4 water. And then you have to factor in, you're talking about drinking water, you're talking about this, you're talking about that. And most waterways on the planet are connected. So if you're sucking water from this place, the water has to be replenished from that place, and you're just destroying all of that. You're just destroying the entire ecosystem. So it's just a hot mess.
The way I look at it is this, right? If you're talking about water, which again, like you said, is 3/4 water, right? The earth, or as we know it. Water, there are machines that have been invented where you can collect water from air. So you don't even necessarily have to collect water from, you know, our water sources. You can get it from the air.
But that's still not efficient. Because the whole thing about it is that water that's in the air is still coming from the ocean. Because it evaporates.
If it's the machine is being ran off of water, when it exited the machine or the vehicle, is going right back into the air.
So the way I understand it, or try to understand it, is these machines are going to use more water than they can produce. So let's just say you throw a gallon of water in there. It's going to use most of that water to run. And the steam that comes out of that, that goes back into the atmosphere, is not going to be enough to replace the water that you've already used. And, well, somebody could say, well, just make more machines. Well, you still have the problem of putting a lot of water in each machine, and the water that it produces is not going to be equal to the water that it uses.
So if you're running your machine or vehicle off water, and let's say it's a gallon of water, right? You make that machine so efficient that 1 gallon of water lasts you for, let's say, a month.
It's impossible.
I don't think so.
It is impossible.
I don't think so.
Because if you look at it like this, say that you use more gas turning your car on than driving however far because of the mechanics of that system. Mm-hmm. Now, if you use the water theory, you have to look at the water that's being used to power it. Then you have to look at the water that's used to cool it, because friction creates heat, which creates steam. And that evaporates into the air. That steam then has to go wherever it goes in the air. And it's not, you're burning, let me see. You have the hydrogen and the oxygen in water. You have to figure out what the byproduct is that this car is going to be pushing out. Is it going to be hydrogen? Is it going to be water? Is it going to be some type of carbon? You have to think about that. Then again, that gallon of water, it may last a month, but at the same time, how much of that water that's used is going to balance out what's in there. Because again, you may have a gallon of water. It's not going to produce a gallon of water going out.
Okay. So let's look at it this way, right? We take the average gas burning vehicle compared to a vehicle that could run off of 1 gallon of water for a month. Now let's think about how many times we actually stop and fill up our vehicles within the course of a month's time. Let's not even talk about going out of town, just being around in your city. Mm. So that's just a comparison or something to think about. It doesn't, you know, warrant even a conversation. It's just a thought. But let's move on to the next subject because I remember what it was I was thinking about. Okay. All right. So there's this lady who was married, and her husband have these breaks or spats or whatever during the course of their marriage, right? So during one of these spats, she cheated on him and got pregnant by another man. Then she gets back with her husband after knowing she was pregnant by another man and tells her husband, "You're going to take care of this baby."
That happened recently?
Yeah. I want to say it was maybe like maybe a month or so back. I had saw it on, I can't remember if it was on YouTube. Somebody was doing a video on it, or if it was on a
World Who's Star the people?
It was a black couple.
Oh, just a average couple.
Yeah, average couple.
Oh, I thought it was somebody famous because we kind of talked about that in a you know before, and it's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. How do you even fix it in your mind to tell your husband he's going to take care of another man's child?
How do you fix it in your mind that you have this routine of breaking up the makeup, you go get pregnant and think it's going to be okay?
How do these people think nowadays? Like,
I don't know.
And I remember seeing the video and the wife, she was adamant about it. You going to take care of this baby. Mm. Talking about, I didn't tell you because I didn't have to tell you.
Well, I don't have to take care of it because I don't have to. Ready? Break.
Oh, man.
Like, but to jump back on the car water thing.
All right.
Here's an experiment that you can try to help you to show you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Drink a gallon of water. Mm-hmm. And see how much you urinate out.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot.
It's not going to be a gallon.
No, probably won't be a full gallon, but
it's not going to be close to a gallon. I promise you it's not. Because you got to think, you drink that water, most of that is going in your body to your blood, your muscles, and all of that other stuff. And that rest a little bit is going in your bladder.
I see your point.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that. But I had one. Did you see the Chris Rock special?
I didn't see all of it. I saw the part where he chopped it up on Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
I'm gonna say the whole damn thing was funny. I watched the whole thing. For conversation purposes,
okay.
How you think he did talking about Will Smith and Jada?
I think he held punches.
I think he held punches too. But overall, how would you rate it?
I give him an A.
Yeah.
I would have gave him an A plus if he would not held punches, but
I agree. I totally agree with you. But for me, I say he knocked it out the park. Now, here's the part that pisses me off.
Okay.
Here's the part, and it has nothing to do with Chris Rock.
All right.
You know how when it happened, people were saying, oh, he deserved it. He this and he that. And he shouldn't have talked about her, this, that, and other. And it's like, he's a comedian. When he dropped the special, you got people saying, oh, he should have left it alone. Oh, it wasn't funny. Oh, he need to get over it, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And then Will Smith say he was hurt and embarrassed. First of all, why are you hurt and embarrassed? Your wife, like he said, your wife hurt you more than you hurt me. But here's the part that pisses me off about people.
Right.
They say Chris Rock should got over it and left it alone. You and I both know people who are still fucking crying about a fucking heartbreak that they had 10 years ago.
I got the next subject, but anyway, I'm gonna stay on topic.
You and I still know people who are crying and whining about what the hell they went through in high school 20, 30, 40 years ago.
What you talking about, man?
Help me fucking understand. Help me understand.
I think people are fucking nuts.
Yes.
If you can sit up there and tell this man he should just drop it or he should be over it. Motherfucker, you weren't the one who was slapped on national freaking TV.
For doing your job.
Oh, man, these people are off the chain with the stupidity, bro.
The title of his stand-up was good. Selective outrage. That's what people have.
How are you going to tell another man how they should feel? You did not experience what this man experienced. You watched it or watched this whole event unfold on not only the confines of our country, but around the world. This guy slapped. And the shit was funny as hell. What he said was, he going to pick on somebody he know he can beat.
Exactly. It was not about me.
Like, I mean, real talk, you look at Chris Rock and you look at Will Smith. Come on now. Come on. Let's be realistic here now. And I'm not saying that the smaller person can't beat the bigger person. I'm not saying that shit at all. But if you compare the guy who actually played Muhammad freaking Ali.
And I played Pookie.
All right. Come on now. Come on. Let's. Yeah. Yeah. Two and two together.
Yo, but the part that got me, the part that had me almost in tears, is he said, we've all been cheated on. But none of us have been interviewed by the person that cheated on us. I was so done with him when he said that because that is some real shit.
It is.
We've all been cheated on, but how many of us have been sat down in front of the world and interviewed by the person that cheated on us and they was interviewing us like it was a damn walk in the park?
Sure was.
And he's sitting there tearing up, talking about, oh, I was tired. Nigga, you wasn't tired.
No.
You was not tired because there's no way I could sit at.
Devastated, nigga.
I'm a man's man, and there's no way I could sit there emotionless as I'm being interviewed by my wife who fucked my son's friend.
Yeah.
And the whole world is watching this. There's no way, no.
Raw dog, raw dog.
Oh, man. She had his meat deep in her throat.
Took it to the face.
Yo.
Why? Like, how do people not understand that?
Because they're weird.
The travesty of being slapped on national television and you're protecting or standing up for someone who don't need your fucking defense.
And it wasn't even that serious.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought about the next topic, right? The one of Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And the female who interviewed him, and, you know, supposedly they went to high school together.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And they called my man corny for being on his grind.
No, but
there were people actually defending this chick, talking about he should have been over it.
They said that?
Yeah, they're saying, you know, that happened way back in high school. Michael B. Jordan should have been over it.
He wasn't even really fazed from what I saw.
He didn't go out of his way to make it a big deal. He was like, no. Oh, I'm corny, right?
And he was smirking and giggling.
Yeah. So that's kind of like saying to every kid or child that was bullied in school, you should be over it by now. Like it doesn't affect you in any kind of way.
You know, people are weird.
They are. People. No, are weird. I'm not saying you have to carry it with you, but you're acting like people are supposed to forget someone who treated them badly.
You know. One thing that's just blowing my mind,
mm-hmm.
Is these kids getting access to guns.
Yeah.
In the last 2 to 3 days, or maybe 4 days, I was on YouTube and I saw a couple of stories where kids like 5, 6, 7 years old getting a hold of guns and killing their siblings. And it's like, why are these guns so accessible to these kids? Like, I don't understand.
Who's being held accountable for these kids' actions? Because clearly these kids don't know what in the world they're doing. To them, it's a toy. What parent in their right mind is allowing these kids to have access to these type of weapons?
It's like, why are you leaving a loaded gun just laying around? That's the part that just blows my mind.
Totally.
It's mind blowing. Oh, I mean, it's sad, but I just don't get how irresponsible people can be. I was looking at a story in January, this woman. Something similar happened to in her house, but the sad part about it was she had an illegal gun. Like, she bought the gun off the streets, had it loaded, sitting in the crib when her kids got it and shot the other child.
Total chaos, man. Total chaos.
And then all over the place, these kids who are like, you know what? I was thinking the other day, because, you know, with all these kids committing these crazy crimes and like felonies, murders, carjackings and this, that, and the other. And they like, you know, as young as 9, you know, on up, they're murdering people, they're stealing, they're carjacking, they're stealing, they're doing all this crazy stuff. And in Baton Rouge, something happened. And the guy they was interviewing talking about, oh, you know, we don't have no rec centers, this, that, and other, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying to myself, why aren't these kids focusing on school? And then I'm saying to myself, when we was coming up, we really didn't have rec centers. Nope. We took our ass outside and invented things to do.
Exactly.
If it wasn't hide and go seek, it was football. It was basketball. It was Nerf guns. It was Atari. It was climbing trees. It was racing each other, you know,
tag,
manhunt. It was all of these things.
Hide and go seek.
Hide and go get it. And now these jokers is talking about we don't have any rec centers. They taking all the rec centers. The government, but you don't want the government in goddamn business. But you're not policing your own neighborhoods. And again, it's mind-blowing to me that these kids don't have their asses in school focusing on their homework and their studies. I get it. The school system is just shit. I get it. It's been shit for the longest time. But goddamn, at what point do you say, you know what, just throw these motherfuckers in jail for the crimes that they're committing?
That's the problem, they're not.
That's this goddamn justice system. And that's the other thing. People complain about how fucked up the justice system is when they're doing dumb shit. But because the justice system is so flawed, you got people doing dumb shit and getting slaps on the wrist. When they're young, they get a slap on the wrist. When you're older, you get fucked. But it's like, if you stay your ass away from dumb shit, you probably won't have that problem.
My sentiments, exactly. It's crazy when you see the sign that says, don't jaywalk. Violators will be prosecuted. Meaning a simple ticket. Motherfuckers are still jaywalk.
Still jaywalk.
Surprise when, you know, they get the damn ticket. Woo!
And then get mad when somebody say something to them.
Yeah. No accountability whatsoever.
Let me ask you this question while we're on this people acting up. If you were a teacher, mm-hmm, and a child put their hands on you, what would you do?
I'm going to defend myself.
My sentiments, exactly. I've seen a story where, one, this happened and the teacher got fired. I saw another story earlier today where the teacher was walking away. She ended up in the hospital with a broken leg.
Yeah, I saw that. So I'm like, what in the hell do you expect for these people to do? Do you not realize these people are human at the end of the day also? Because somebody sent their badass, out of control kid to school. Obviously, they don't have any home training. They commit, you know, the crime of breaking this lady's leg. And I believe she's somewhere in her 40s.
So it's, yeah, 40s or 50s.
Take a little bit to heal up.
Yeah. She'll never be the same again.
Mm-mm. Where's the accountability for that shit?
I need to know what's in the mind of these parents, though, because for me, I'm going up to the school. Before any of this goes down, and I'm going to let it be known, if my child steps out of line and puts their hand on an adult, beat that ass, then I'm coming to beat that ass. Because one, the main thing is you're showing the world that you have no respect for adults. And you're showing the world that you're giving the impression that that's what goes on at home, that you could just do whatever you want to do, which is not even the case. Two, you're showing out for your friends. And again, you're showing the world that you could do whatever you want to do and there's no repercussions at home. It's not flying. Nope. And three, if I was a teacher, I'm having a parent-teacher conference and I'm going to let them know, look here, I am here to instruct your child in whatever subject I'm instructing them in, but let it be known, if your child puts their hands on me in an aggressive way, I'm mopping the floor with your child. And I'm going to give you this paper that you can sign that says, if your child puts their hands on me, they're going to be mopped up on the floor. And if the school board don't like it, I'm out. Deuces. I holler because y'all not going to do nothing.
It all comes down to the school board. They're going to legally protect themselves, right? So regardless of it being right or wrong, from a legal standpoint, they're going to do what's necessary. Now, of course, they're always going to do by the rules, meaning, you know, we're going to fire your ass.
Mm-hmm.
When it used to be back in the day, again, when we were kids coming up.
When we were coming up.
Parents knew and actually encouraged the fucking teachers to whoop your ass if you got out of line.
You know, the last time I saw that, I was in elementary school. I had a black teacher and this white girl was cutting up. She got that big ass yardstick, tore that ass apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because we're so politically correct nowadays and shit, and people are scared of being sued, it doesn't matter about right or wrong anymore. It doesn't account, you know, it's not about accountability, none of that.
But what blows my mind is, why is this okay? Like, comedians have said it. A lot of people have said it, you know, jokingly and seriously, that they know they can get away with it, so they're going to do it.
And the crazy part of it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
In other countries around the world where discipline is mandatory. For example, like China, they don't have these type of problems. They don't have problems of kids coming to school, shooting up the goddamn school, or going against their teachers, putting their hands on their teachers. Because discipline is not only expected, there are repercussions that come behind you not being a disciplined child at school. So you can say, well, China is a communist country and all of that. Call it what the fuck you want to. But the motherfucker got discipline.
Middle East.
What too? We got here?
Middle East too.
Yep.
No deed. This is, you know, this is a problem. I'll just say that and leave it like that. It's a problem.
Yes, sir.
It's a problem.
So was there anything else you wanted to discuss?
You know, Walmart closing all these damn stores.
Oh, yeah.
What you think about that? You think it's funny?
I think we fucked.
I think it, you know what? I don't want to laugh at it. I don't want to laugh at it, but it is, it's kind of funny and it's kind of ironic because right. You have two problems here. Mm-hmm. You have when there's a riot, people want to tear up their own community, own stores, this, that, and the other. Now you have it to where Walmart is saying these stores are not performing up to standard, so they're shutting them down. The one in DC that they're closing, I've been there. I know exactly where it is. I've been there a couple times. And they're closing it. And the craziest thing about it is when I went in that Walmart, I went in there to get some underwear one day. Do you know they had the security thing on the underwear? Like somebody had to come and unlock the underwear to get me a set of underwear.
Wow.
That bad. You That's know bad. It's bad when you have to get a store clerk to unlock the underwear for you to purchase.
The reason I laugh is this, right? Excuse me. When everybody, meaning these mom and pop stores, were saying, don't let Walmart come into our community. Don't let Walmart come into our community. No, no, F y'all. The hell with y'all. They cheaper. We want them. And now that Walmart is starting to shut their shit down, right? All these mom and pop stores, the ones who have been there for years upon years, they're no longer there. Especially the grocery stores. So it's kind of like the people who were egging or pushing for Walmarts to come to their communities, they fucked themselves. Because all these mom and pop stores are no longer there now.
But I get why they wanted Walmart. But at the same time, you also have to look at it like this. Jokers are getting bold with this stealing stuff. They are. And the mom and pop stores would not have a chance. They would not have a chance. I mean, because just like in Philly, the dude hired a security company to carry rifles because he was getting robbed all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a little gas station, a little mini mart. So if you look at these mom and pop stores, you know, they can't afford the security. They can't afford the cameras. They can't afford to do this. They can't afford to do that. And the police are really not going to do anything about it.
No.
Their hands are tied, like literally tied. You know, we can they can complain about, oh, the police are not doing this. They're not doing that. But it's like, they really can't do much. I mean, yeah, you might have surveillance on, you might have cameras in your store. But again, if they're a certain age, they're going to slap on the wrist, a pat on the ass, and that's a wrap. That's it. That is it.
As crazy as that may be.
It is crazy. And it's not slowing down. Mm.
Nope.
Oh, I got one more.
All right. Throw it out there.
So this happened in my area. So this dude had a minivan, went to Baltimore for work. The teenagers stole his minivan, drove to his house, and stole his Escalade. How does that happen, you ask? He had the Escalade keys in the minivan.
I'm not laughing at this man, believe me. I just find it despicable that these kids would do something like that. But it's, I had a relative of mine, I'm not going to even mention their name, but he had his truck out in his driveway of his house. He left his keys in the center console because he got wrapped up with other things. You know, he planned on going somewhere else that day, but never made it. So someone, teenager supposedly, came in his driveway at his house, stole his truck, drove it around, basically dogged it out, messed up the transmission. Cops found the truck at some hotel they had abandoned it at. They did not do any fingerprinting. They didn't take any pictures.
Wow.
Nothing along those lengths to even investigate who may have possibly stole his vehicle.
Wow.
So although he got his vehicle back, his transmission was fucked.
Wow.
And it cost him, I want to say it was like nearly $5,000 to get all the work done and a new transmission put into his truck.
That's crazy.
But they didn't even investigate. Like, how is it that we're paying our police force to basically to protect and serve, but they're really not doing some of that? And I'm not saying that it's the police officer's fault, but we're paying for it. You know, the police officer can only do what they're allowed to do. So I'm sure there was some officer there, and this is just a guess, a hunch, that wanted to do more, but he was told, or she was told, no, just call them and tell them to come get their damn vehicle.
Wow.
So again, it's kind of like, I see why, you know, some police officers are disheartened, as they say, because they're being paid to do a job that they're not even allowed to do. Like, what the hell do we have the detectives for? And the detectives don't do any detecting.
That's crazy.
This is the kind of society we are basically in, ladies and gentlemen. Please help me understand, because I'm dumbfounded right now. This is crazy. It's kind of like we're paying our politician and our judges just to sit up there and look pretty and tell us what it is that we want to hear, but they actually don't do what their job description tells them to do. And of course, I'm not saying all. Because again, I feel like there are some people who hold these public spaces who really want to do the right thing, but for whatever reason, they're not allowed to. Just my two cents.
I got one more before we get up out of here.
All right.
I was, again, on YouTube getting my news fixed because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And in Vegas, this woman was found dead in her car after 23 days.
What in the hell?
She committed suicide. But she sat in her car in their garage for 23 days. They said the sunroof was open. But after 23 days, somebody noticed the foul odor.
You would start smelling that, what, like 2 or 3 days after that, I would think.
In Vegas.
No one stopped to think, what the hell is that smell?
Yeah.
I can certainly see why people's self-deleting is up. This is bizarro world we're living in right now. And the sad part about it is I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
I don't think, you know what? I have my good days. I have my bad days. I have my whatever days, but I don't think I could do it. I can't do it. My life would really, really, really have to be on a downward spiral for me to do that. And I don't see it happening.
I couldn't allow myself to do something like that to myself.
Mm-mm. I just can't.
I think we all would have to search for a reason to keep us here. And I think we all have reasons to be here. It just, some of us choose to ignore those reasons.
Hmm.
Like the officer I have that self-deleted himself and left the video talking about why he was self-deleting.
You talking about the one in Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
What, that was like 2 years ago or something like that?
Yep. This gentleman had kids and, you know, a wife. I'm like, okay, your wife, debatable. That's debatable. But your freaking kids, you have now left them alone in this world, basically defenseless.
You know, a lot of that has been going on lately.
I can't see it.
I just saw a story, I think yesterday, in Florida, where this guy did that. Yo, that stuff is happening a lot. I'm like, yo, what is going on with your life that you gotta do that?
People are checking out of here, man.
I can't do it. I'd rather be an alcoholic for a little while.
There's nothing in this world more powerful than my own mind
that would
make
what?
Me
yeah.
turn on myself to that point.
Before I do that to myself, I would do like these crazy people that's out here and be on Facebook talking about I got problems. Cause yo, and I was talking about this with somebody. It's like people be on social media talking about, oh, I got this going on, blah, blah, blah. And this, but don't ask me what it is. Well, why are you on here talking about you got, why don't you go see somebody about that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really in crisis, all right, cool. But some of these people, they do that. And then the next hour or the next day, they taking selfies and posing with the filters and. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, help me understand, please.
Bananas.
Yeah. Whole fruit basket.
Don't want anybody in your business, but you on Facebook Live.
Throwing all your business out there.
Talk about your business. It's like. Please help me understand, because I am totally lost.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what it is.
Yeah. Total chaos. Total. The name of this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So again, it's just food for thought. Just us noticing things out in society and speaking on them a little bit.
And there's plenty more out there that we could have talked about, but you know, we just going to leave it at that for now.
Yes, sir. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, I am the man, the myth, the legend. They call Son Soul Lex, and this is my brother.
Soul Touch of the Poet.
The great. And how many books you got out now?
I got 3 books. You know what?
Gotta promote, bro. Gotta promote.
Yeah, I got 3 books out there. So go check them out on Amazon. I swear I said I was going to do the 4th book this year, but I don't think I'm going to make it because I'm doing so much. I am enjoying 50. That's what hell I'm doing.
I do understand.
Yeah. Started taking classes again, in my trumpet lessons, and I'm looking at people and being like, I'm not going to have dementia. I'm not going to have diabetes. I'm not going to have high blood pressure. I'm not going to be going crazy. I'm going to be active and live my life and enjoy this joint. So I just been out there living for real.
100. That's what's up. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Dynamic Duel of the King and I Life podcast. And of course, you guys can always catch us on all other major podcast platforms. And we are here in these YouTube streets, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We out here.
And we ain't went no goddamn where. No, sir. Let it be known.
For sure.
But I'll let y'all in the next one. Peace.
Deuces to the truces.
Oops, shit, I don't.